Welcome to the Chart Toppin' Show, where you decide what plays. You choose your favorites. So enjoy the best sounds of Radio Sega.
Number 38.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Here, this is the Chart Topping Show for the 4th of April, also known as the release date for Persona 5 worldwide. So, needless to say, there's going to be a few Persona 5 and some others tracks in the middle section. As usual, we'll go from number 38 to the stalk pad at the moment. Then we're moving two tracks from 22, in which there's going to be the break, where a few Persona 5 to celebrate tracks will be played, to a few other Atlus tracks, and one more shout out to EGX Rest, which I attended last Thursday. I think it deserves a mention, a large one at that. When the show hits 1 hour, which is in 55 minutes. Discord's a little slow today. Most of the usual listeners appear to be busy. Hello everyone, thanks to whoever is listening to the show. I hope you raise your hand and tell us something, be it on Discord. The link is radiosc.ca/discord. Or be it on Twitter, just use hashtag ShartShow and the handle at Radio Sega to talk to us. We will be here to shout out back at you and to interact with our listeners. Number 38, as you could have noticed, was from Sonic Generations. Challenge Mission 1, Supersonic Racing, a remix from Cash Cash and Jun Senoue. And also a shout out to Dark Shadow 7, who's been around only for a few weeks, yet he's already, he or she, I assume it's you're a he, sorry if I'm wrong, he's already gotten it right that before any Sonic music, I played that Shadow the Hedgehog for Chaos Emerald soundbite. That's how it goes. We're going to move on now.
So far, so good. Hey, that's...
That blue hedgehog again, of all places.
I found you, Faker.
Faker? I think you're the fake hedgehog around here. You're comparing yourself to me? Huh, you're not even good enough to be
my... I'll make you eat those words!
There's no time to play games. You won't even get the chance.
Number 20.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Number 19.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. Number 18.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Number 17.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald? We'll be right back.
number 16.
So it's been Sonic. And number 20 was I Am All of Me from the Hedgehog. Number 19, Ungravity 5 from Sonic Riders Zero Gravity. Number 18 was from Sonic Unleashed, known as Sonic World Adventure in Japan, Where It Ends at Night. Number 17, Stardust Speedway, an awesome remix from Cash Cash and Jun Senoue from Sonic CD. Number 16, The Combo Breaker, the first known Sonic track. It was Sunset Rider, and not to a game from another company, which is awesome. The Commodore 64 version of Super Hang-On soundtrack. The show must go on. Let's see what's number 15. And unsurprisingly, you're going to hear Shadow's soundbite again.
Number 15.
Where's it? Damn fourth Chaos Emerald.
Thank you.
So, Jamie just said Rhapsody's chill tracks of the week. This is not that kind of segment, but it could well have been. But isn't this show too good for that?
Number 14.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Number 13.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Music, live shows, and the chance to request your favorites. This is RadioSega.net.
Number 12.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Number 11.
Combo Breaker!
Here's basically just how tracks from 20 to 11 went. Sonic. Commodore 64. Sonic. Commodore 64. So basically Sonic was broken after a 4-hit combo twice by Commodore 64 music. This time, recapping the tracks, we had at number 15 Options and Extras menu from Sonic Mega Collection, which was quite rightfully so called a soothing track. Number 14 was from Sonic Adventure 2, Rhythm and Balance for White Jungle. And number 13 was yet again from Sonic Adventure 2. This time it was Escape from the City for Cityscape. Number 12, more Sonic Adventure, this time from the first game. It was Twinkle Kart, which is Panic Puppet Act 1 from the Sega Saturn soundtrack of Sonic 3D, actually. Can this happen for a third time, Rev? Tell me, what are the odds any C64 is requested more than Wilderness, actually, which was number 11, by the way? also Crisis City in Sonic Generation has a snippet of Gin Gadget Zone. Interesting. Mega Drive version of 3D. Yeah, I kinda assumed so. No, I got it wrong actually. Alright. Thanks for the correction, somehow I had it wrong. We're going to move to our middle segment. This was a fast first part of the show. All tracks were pretty short actually.
Underrated, or just new, tracks of the week.
As you may or may not have known, Atlus JRPG Persona 5, dubbed as most likely the best JRPG ever, or at least one of the best that there's come out lately, has hit stores worldwide outside of Japan. I've already seen tons of people trying to stream it, but there's a restriction for the cutscenes, so they haven't had much luck. Anyways, I saw the game. I actually saw the game at EGX Rest, and it looked amazing. I could not get to play it, unfortunately. The lines were really huge, I can tell you that. it wasn't even funny just to look at so many people trying to watch it and play it. More like play it, yeah. So I just moved elsewhere and yeah, I spent most of my time on Sega's booths. Unsurprisingly, I guess. I'll be talking about a little more about my experience at AGX Rest in a bit. For now, let's enjoy a few Persona 5 tracks to celebrate its launch. We will begin with Life Will Change, a track that appears in a tutorial battle just after the beginning of the game.
We'll be right back.
The track you've heard before, After Life Will Change, was Awakening. And this is Wake Up, Get Up, Get Out There. Persona 5's launch was not without some controversy because of that streaming issue I talk about. People are being blocked from streaming the cutscenes, only just regular gameplay. There's been some outrage about it, and it's mostly just angering people and hurting a bit of the hype. But if you ask me, that's quite a smart move, trying to prevent people from being spoiled. So they might actually be more interested in buying the game this way. Speaking about TGX Rest, people at Sega were really awesome. I got the chance to play a few other indie games and other specific games, but I got my hands on Total War, Warhammer, Motorsport Manager, Sonic Mania, Endless Space 2, and that Warhammer for 40,000 free game. I've got to say, all of them were really good. In a bit, there's more Persona 5 now.
You're listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
This is Willpower. Sonic Mania, to me, I already knew what we could see and could not see from. It was exactly the same build as in previous games, conventions and events. So I didn't really expect to know much I did not know before. First thing that really caught my attention was how smooth and fluid controls were. It's probably the major point of the game, obviously, to follow the original games, but I can tell you it was even more fluid than the original Sonic games for the Mega Drive / Genesis. It felt really good playing it both on the analog stick and on the arrows. Other things were that, you know, it felt like Studio Please Zone is a game from a stage from mid to late game. Act 1, the first time I played it, it took about 5-6 minutes. And it wasn't all that straightforward like most early Sonic 2D stages are. It needed you to stop and think and realize where exactly was the right way to go a few times. It was definitely not a really easy Sonic 2D stage, as I said. The music. Green Hill Stage's music, well, it didn't really feel like a remix, to be honest. It felt more like a remaster. There was not much new there. It just felt like it was the Genesis track with better quality. There's one thing I've got to say also, is that the music for the Act 1 boss was amazing. It really felt appropriate considering the situation. It really felt like Act 1 bosses were exactly what they were. Something a bit groovy, a bit funky, not to be taken too seriously, but still supposed to be mean. It felt great. And the other thing was this game, which track is playing now? Main menu for Total War Warhammer. It's amazing how deep the game was. I had tried a few Total Wars before, and Warhammer feels like it's an opening for the Total War guys to incorporate fantasy elements into it. Also a shout out, I doubt that man will be listening to this. There was a really helpful guy who helped me a lot. He's supposedly a quality assurance agent for Total War. Shout out to him if he ever listens to this. Thanks a lot, mate. That time was awesome. You taught me a lot about the game. More to come after you listen to a bit of this. Warhammer 40,000 was amazing. The first thing when one thinks about when he looks at the game is, oh my god, this is so pretty. Second thing you notice when you see characters moving is like, its stage and its presentation is awesome. Third thing, wow, there's so much different stuff to do here. And yeah, I'd say the demo level that we could play at EGX was a bit too tough for complete beginners. I got my horse handed to me a few times by the computer and I just went berserk. There was a lot. It wasn't even a tutorial. We were just thrown into a game and a few minutes in, the computer would send enemy waves against your headquarters, and if you were not careful, you would be done. Not to mention, it was tough to take the objectives. It was probably a piece of cake for usual Warhammer players, the computer version, and Warhammer 2. But it was quite frustrating. There was also Endless Space 2. Endless Space 2 had so much micromanagement. It was... wow. It was tough to navigate at first, but when you get the hang of it, it's really addictive. It's really deep, seriously, and it's definitely a must-go for people who like those micromanagement strategy games where you just build your own civilization and your own empire. It expands through lots of planets and they have many different properties. And that's where the fun of the game lies. As for Motorsport Manager, again, shout out to everyone who was there. People were really friendly. And I really hope to meet them again. And hopefully we'll get them on Radio Sega for an interview. That chance, that option was open. And they were really interested. Let's hope a very talented new studio for Sega of Europe can let themselves be known to this side of the community, because you know, it feels like Radio Sega's listeners are mostly just much more focused on either Sonic or the 90s games, and the awesome work, and it's really an impressive work, I can tell you, that Sega of Europe has been done on strategy games has been overlooked, and that's a shame, actually. Strategy and management games, and I hope to have them present yourselves to try to gather both kinds of Sega fans. And I'm not sure if I got my point across here, but but yes, I hope they'll come here and it will get more popular here as well. We don't even have most of the strategy games on the 24/7, do we? Yes, we do, Viper. We do have. Problem is, no one requests them. That's pretty much what it is. So, Mick just said Total War Warhammer music was nice, was good, so I hope you'll request it. As for Jamie, you said it's a Total War. Warhammer is a Total War game set in the Warhammer universe. That is correct, actually. If you're familiar to the old Total War games, I thought we were missing the manager games. Yes, the management and strategy games. But then again, Football Manager has no music, and Motorsport Manager are not allowed to share their tracks with us. As for Total War set in Warhammer universe, yeah, the usually Total War games are based on historical periods, but the Warhammer universe gives them more room to try fantasy stuff, and that's exactly what they did. It's still great, honestly. You're not a big fan of strategy games like Total War, you're like Fire Emblem, so let me think if I get it right. You like it more anime-esque, more like a fantasy setting with cute and cartoonish characters other than realistic, right? I see. I get the point. I think Sega of Europe could actually try to cater to that side of the fandom too. Who knows, that's maybe something I will think of now, considering I have and need to think of stuff. I've had tons of ideas, but I've got to write them down, but that's actually a great idea. Advance Wars, again, cartoonish and not necessarily anime-esque, but it's not a realistic setting. It's really good, but the thing about that I've just noticed, the thing about Advance Wars and Fire Emblem, which are, to be honest, maybe my two Nintendo favorite series, both of those are turn-based and the map has got those specific slots with the specific amount of moments. One game in that mold is also Final Fantasy Tactics, which I believe you're going to say too. Valkyrie Chronicles is a bit different. There's a lot of things coming from your usual strategy turn-based RPG, yes, but it's got its own thing going. Valkyria Chronicles is really awesome. Shining Force, yes, Shining Force is exactly the mold of Fire Emblem Advance Wars. The settings behind them are different, yes. One I can add to this conversation is Project X Zone. Yeah, Total War is not entirely real-time, it's a mix. It's real-time during battles, but when you're strategizing and building your empire, it's turn-based. It's got the best of both worlds. Meanwhile, while we're having this conversation about strategy games, do you recognize this TalkBad music? I think I'm actually going to give one flash trivia point to the first person who tells me how this song is known on Radio Sega. and Viper is like, did I accidentally tune into Topical Resort? Nearly! This is what you get when your conversation is really tempting to the host. Not really that, but yeah, I felt that I should share some love for those awesome guys who do an awesome work. But it's true. I hope to get in touch with those guys more often and bring them here. I can tell you the Sega of Europe is probably the one Sega doing the best work. It's just not traditional Sega. And here's actually one special track to commemorate Atlus. To commemorate Atlus and its release of Persona 5. This is from The King of Fighters 13. And since the saxophone theme for Yagami's theme on King of Fighters 14 is such a big hit on Radio Sega, let's enjoy its saxophone track on King of Fighters 13. Flash Trivia is coming in half a minute. Woo! We'll be right back.
time for Flash Trivia. Seriously, what kind of name for a game is this? I mean, Flash Trivia? Is it like trivia from The Flash? Like the DC Comics character? Isn't this a Sega show? Seriously, come on.
And here's how it is. The rules are the following. You are to tell me on Discord's private messages, just private messages, right-click my name under show hosts, RefSeek, right-click my name and go to message, and then message me with my the answers to these questions I'm going to make. Don't say them on the main chat room, please. Here's the first question for today. On Phantasy Star 4, what material are the weakest gears made of? 1 minute now. Again, what's the material that for the weakest gears on Phantasy Star 4? A hint. It's the one your characters start with. Time's up, and there's just one correct answer, and it's Rexy. The weakest gears are made of leather. Here comes the second question. On Mega Bomberman, what's the color of the third player's character? Bomber, actually. 1 minute from now on, color of Freepy. Minute is almost up and only Jamie got the 3 points. And time's up. It's red. Well, yeah, it was technically still in time. Jamie gets the 3 points, Rexy gets 2. For both of them, the first guess was actually green, which is the 4th player, not the 3rd, not the 3rd. The 3rd. Let's go for the final question for today. Name one of the censored national teams on the most recent football managers. Tough one for you. 1 minute from now. Minutes up and no answers so far, so yeah. Not unexpectedly, our listeners are not fans of Football Manager. One out of Germany or Japan would have gotten you 3 points. That's how it is. Yeah, your brother could have certainly helped you with that. If you ask him about Germany and Japan, he'll tell you that their national teams will never get real players in, because the federations blocked Football Manager from having access to their own things. It's a licensed stuff because of FIFA, whatever. Bomberman anime, right? With a spin-off Bomber Girl. That's interesting. I have to check that out, surely. Oh well. This segment is about to end, and we're going to listen to yet another King of Fighters 13 track before we go to the top 10. This is from Elizabeth's team. Its name is Each Promise from King of Fighters 13. And I didn't get to tell you. I'll wait. We'll be right back. the reason I'm playing this track. Even though it's pretty much unrelated to everything else on the show, other than it being Persona, that's how I actually remembered it. This track is an homage to the Sega Edicts AM who are in vacation. On vacation. I hope it's all right with them. I hope they come back to Radio Sega soon and everything goes well with them. This is the song we usually listen to as they speak. It's their talkbed. It's FOE from Persona K, Shadow of the Labyrinth. So, there's 42 minutes for me to run through the top 10. And first, I'm going to skip this track and head right into it.
Number 10. Number 9.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
number 8.
Sega music, live shows, and the chance to request your favorites. This is RadioSega.net.
Number 7.
Yeah. の時めき駅の地駅の地 Japan散らすよ恋人たちを乗せた青い飛行船抱きしめて男を女をハーフを生きてるだけじゃ寂しいよ一人密かに募らせた重い涙になる夕暮れ海が色をそっと変えて溢れ出す今日も出会いは臆せなの胸騒ぎまばゆいくらいに駅のティックジャパン街のときめきエクルティエクルティ
Number 6.
Yeah. So we alternated between Majima barfing around and on speed. On that number 6 track, the comeback of Get to the Top remix of the end from the Yakuza Karaoke Selection album. A true Radio Sega classic finished this block, which began with Digiboy from F-Zero GX AX, also Radio Sega classic. Number 9 was Fury Passion from Sonic Runners. Number 8 was Running in the 90s from Initial D Arcade Stage. Number 7 was Nioku Yonsenman, or so something like that. Tuoku for Senman no Itomi Ekizochiku Japan. A track from the 80s in Japan, from the third CD of the Yakuza Zero album, which is a contender for the Song of 2017, actually, since Yakuza Zero came out this year in the Western world. And yes, your number 6 was Majima's Karaoke. Yay to that. We're going to move to number 5 till number 2, then we'll have our final talk. But first things first. What's going to happen to Sonic?
5 left. It's close now.
Number 5.
Well, so I spoiled you guys inadvertently, so I'm just going to redo this.
Five left. It's close now.
Number 5.
Now let's skip this to where it was, which was... Okay, it was around here.
We'll be right back.
Number 4.
4, 3, 2, 1.
To Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Sega.
Number 3.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Yeah.
number two.
Well guys, it's nearly time to close it for today. Only number one is left. A massive thanks to everyone who has been listening and participating on the conversation via Discord. I love every single one of you. Thank you for supporting Radio Sega and the Chart Topping Show. See, I'll see you next week, but not before number one comes. And stay with Radio Sega, with the Jamie and the guys, who will be hosting yet another episode of The Opinion Zone. See ya guys, keep requesting stuff on Radio Sega, that will be played next week. Bye!
Number one.
Ha! Late April Fools!
Number one.
Fast we deliver to the future land, for the growing world.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.